Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
I supplied her to bring this back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Candide West is here. He's a new friend, but not for long. We're going to make him an old friend because he has a lot to teach us. He's a threat researcher for Symantec, Symantec.com, and he's an expert in the area of the crypto crimes that we're all familiar with, if not having had experienced them. Every one of us, Candide, has received an email, and I mean every one of us, probably most of us, hundreds of these, if not thousands, have received emails that, had we clicked on those links, would have dropped some kind of mayhem into our lives. And some people do, and they get that mayhem. Am I right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's about 1 in 300 emails that carries one of those malicious payloads.
1 in 300? Yeah, wow. How many are clicked on? Do you, any way of knowing how many people actually are either ignorant or stupid enough to click on them?
It's unfortunately difficult to say how many, but we're definitely in the double digits percentage. And usually all it takes is one, right? There's always one in the company that clicks on it,
right?
And that's usually good enough to spread it for the whole company.
What are the other ways that you can become infected besides letting them in through an email door?
So by email is by far still the most kind of common attack vector because it's so simple and it simply works, right?
Right.
But we also saw that they're going after IoT devices, so speaking of routers
Internet
or networks connected cameras.
They have no natural firewall, do they? And they're connected to Wi-Fi, which are typically not protected.
Correct. And very often they also have weak passwords, so they might have still the default passwords from the factory,
right,
which could be admin or 12345,
right,
which we all know is not a good password.
But and so are they coming through into IoT and then getting onto the network? Is that what they're doing?
Yes. So just imagine if they're on your router, which may be providing the internet and the Wi-Fi for your small company. Well, that means they're basically controlling all the network going in and out. And that means they can sniff for some passwords, or they might redirect you to some dubious phishing website, and then you enter in the credentials, and boom, they have it.
Right. So, folks, and this is only going to get worse because every day we add new IoT conveniences to our lives, don't we?
Absolutely. I mean, we looked at the U.S. market. We currently see about six of those Internet of Things devices in every household on average.
Wow.
So being it a smart fridge, smart TV, network connected camera, you name it,
Alexis,
there's so many things. And people are opening up more and more, right? I mean, now it's Easter time and next Christmas is just around the corner.
Right.
So there's definitely going to be more of those devices. And most people, they don't really secure them, right? They just add it. If it works, they forget about it.
Right.
But that's unfortunately one of those many avenues where attackers can actually come in.
In your report, they have an Internet Security Threat Report, folks, that they've created, that Symantec has created from 2019. You identify some malware that I wasn't familiar with. Form jacking, crypto jacking. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, so form jacking is something that we've seen a huge spike last year. And basically it means that attackers are going after online shops. There could be some retail shop where you can buy some things online. And the attackers are adding or injecting some malicious JavaScript onto the website. So that can be just a small part of script. And all it does is it waits in the background till the customer goes to the checkout page where he puts in his name, his address, and of course also the credit card numbers. And then it's stealing all this information and copies it to the attacker.
So this is a company, a commercial operation that has allowed a bad guy to infiltrate their system, and unsuspecting customers are becoming victims.
That's exactly how it works. And we've seen big names as well, like Ticketmaster or Newegg, where someone managed to get the malicious code onto the website and then stealing hundreds of thousands of credit cards and customer data. But what the average is actually more on the small business side.
Right.
Because as you said, they might not have the 24/7 security guy watching for that, so
that's
they
right.
might be an easy target for the attackers.
And of course, it would have to be a small business that has an e-commerce capability on their website. So that's really scary. And you're just reminding us of the fact that we have to be just as diligent as the big guys are, because you know, if we've got 100 customer and people, what you're saying is, even if we don't store their private information, when customers use our system and put it in the system, they can still get to it.
Exactly. Unfortunately, that's the truth. And we've seen about 5,000 online shops per month getting compromised for this formjacking attack.
What do we do?
So there's a lot of chance, if you have an online shop, that someone is trying to steal your customer's data.
When we come back after the break, I'm going to get Candide to tell us what we can do about this. How do we improve ourselves? In the meantime, before we go to a break, I've got about 20 seconds. Tell us about Symantec, Candide.
So Symantec is the global player for information security. We basically make sure that we can protect your information, regardless if it's on an endpoint, in the cloud, through emails, anywhere where critical information is stored, we can help you protect it.
Right. And you sell, you provide those services to a lot of small businesses, I know. So we'll take Symantec.com. By the way, folks, I've been a customer of theirs for a long time, many, many years ago. Quick break, Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.